Julia got her first experience with seafood down at Sea Island in 40-something. And the whole family had gone off crabbing, and Julia had never seen a crab, never even really heard of a crab. And we came back from crabbing. Of course, I was only a 7-year-old boy then, but it was a pretty good crabber then. We used to catch them with the nets, you know, that put out baited lines, you know, and then slowly draw them out and scoop them up with a crab net. Mm-hmm. And we brought back about 2 bushel baskets full of crabs, you know, and you can imagine what they looked like. They were all of these, you know, the regular Atlantic blue crabs, you know, but that down in the bottom of that bushel basket with all of the claws clacking and foaming at the mouth and the eye stalks, you know, that to Julia, they looked like the most horrible thing on earth, you know. And I don't blame them. Some of them were encrusted with barnacles, of course. Well, Mother was trying to teach Julia the merciful way of cooking a live crab. In other words, bring a pot of water to a boil. Julia would say you bring a pot of water to a barrel. Hmm. You know, you barrel a pot of water.
Interesting.
And Mother was bringing the pot of water to a boil, and it was about, she and Julia were trying to tip over the first bushel basket of crabs over into that great big steaming cauldron, and one of them got out on the floor and immediately assumed the attack position. You know how they do that? They just get up on all four legs with their claws just raised up. Well, Julia didn't even pause to take in the situation. That she headed for the back door, and back in those days that every kitchen, of course, had a screen door, and you used to stick a piece of cotton onto the screen with a bobby pin, you know, to ward off flies, you know, hoping flies would think that it was a spider web of some kind, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, Julia sent that little tuft of cotton flying to the wind. She busted down the back door and just went boogity, 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 you know, out back through the tabby paved road, well, not tabby, surfaced road, and we had to chase her through the marsh. That she was absolutely terrified of that crab. And this sort of colored her response to seafood for the rest of her life. But be that as it may, Julia went on to become really one of the best gourmet seafood cooks on earth. That our family loving seafood as much as we did, and having spent so much time at Sea Island, and always being able to get in things like fresh shrimp, or bringing in, you know, things like fresh croaker and yellowtail and things of that nature, you know, crab. Mm-hmm. Julia really learned how to cook seafood to perfection. Well, one time, Julia was cooking some kind of shrimp dish that she does very well in the kitchen, and I was there probably munching on something, and I said, Julia, you're fixing some of the seafood, but you don't eat shrimp, do you? He says, crab neither. And I said, well, Julia, I find that absolutely amazing. So that someone who cooks shrimp and seafood in general as good as you do really should, you know, have just been curious enough to taste it every now and then. Ain't gonna taste any of it. That's what, Julia, I'm just surprised that you wouldn't have gotten curious, you know, that why wouldn't you just taste it? Everyone has told you, you know, just how good your seafood is, that I'm surprised that you wouldn't get curious and just taste some. With that, Julia lays a knife down, you know, and wipes her hands off on her apron and says, Laws, Mr. Brady, only thing I can say is I don't want to eat nothing that's got no more than 4 foots. You put it that way, you know, I think I could agree with her.
You mentioned a little tuft of cotton on the door. I'd never heard of that before. Is there a name for that? Is there some?
No, I never knew of a name for it. That it's just everyone did it. This was the days before air conditioning. During the summer, you always had the kitchen door open, and you kept the flies out of the kitchen by the screen. Mm-hmm. And it just was sort of a thing everyone did. We just stick a little